Welcome back to Off the Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. The time is 5:05. We're now joined live by phone by Benjamin Gingras, co-spokesperson from the Association pour une solidarité syndicale étudiante, or ASSE. ASSE played an important role in organizing against the proposed tuition hikes in 2012, an issue that sparked a widespread social movement in Quebec that went beyond the issue of tuition hikes and brought hundreds of thousands of protesters into the streets. Benjamin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So first off, I wanted to ask you about a protest that happened last night. It was organized by FH at UQAM, so I know not by ASSE. But it looked a lot like the Casserole protests, the night protest of the summer of 2012. And the motto of the march was, peu importe les résultats, nos revendications restent les mêmes, or no matter the results of the elections, our demands stay the same. Could you comment on the sentiment that the elections don't matter that kind of lay behind the protest? And where do you think that sentiment comes from?
I think it comes from a bad taste we have in our mouths after electing the PQ in 2012. A lot of people put a lot of hope in the PQ. Of course, they wore the red square, they banged on pots and pans. But we saw that in reality, we were stuck with a government that was as hostile as liberals, as antisocial, and as prone to austerity as the previous government. So now we're stuck. We're basically just another turn in the cycle. We have a majority liberal government now, with the same party with whom we fought in 2012, in 2007, and 2005. And we know that having this new government is not a reason to stop mobilizing against austerity. It's not a reason to stop putting forward the questions of social justice. So in that sense, our demands stay the same because the struggles stay the same.
Right. And so as you mentioned, last election, it seemed like the election was almost entirely about tuition hikes and the fact that the PQ had promised that they wouldn't carry the tuition hikes out. In this election, it seems like there was a kind of parallel situation, but with the charter. Do you think that politics in Quebec have kind of been reduced to a form of like damage control, where basically people vote against a party rather than voting for, or vote against an idea instead of voting for an ideology?
The last two governments have been attempted to be clever by making the electoral campaign basically a referendum on a specific question. In 2012, the Liberals tried to make it on the question of tuition fees, and basically kind of cover up all the allegations of corruption and all the whole mess that the Liberals had made before the election in 2012. The PQ did the same thing with the charter, tried to make this about the charter, about sovereignty. They backed out from that eventually, obviously, but again, it's the same thing. It's that they covered up a record of antisocial measures and of cutbacks that they couldn't make a campaign on. They couldn't make a campaign on hydro rates. They couldn't make a campaign on indexation. So they attempted to make a campaign on things like the charter.
Mm-hmm. And so apart from the charter, what do you think the impact of a liberal government would be on Quebec? And what actually is the concrete difference, in your opinion, between the Parti Québécois and the Parti Libéral? Hello, Benjamin? Are you still there?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. And in terms of concrete differences between the two, honestly, I don't know. I don't see any. Of course, maybe the question of the referendum of nationalism would be the difference. But even then, the PQ was saying that they wouldn't have a referendum in the next two mandates. So I really don't see a difference between the two. They're both right-wing parties. They're both parties that have put forward austerity measures. They're both parties that have been hostile to social programs, including education. So in terms of differences between the two, I honestly don't see them. And I guess it's up to Philippe Couillard to see how to show us how his government will be different from Pauline Marois' government, but also.
Right. We almost get the impression in Quebec that we've been swinging kind of back and forth between the PQ and the PLQ for years. But it seems like we've been swinging almost kind of more quickly recently with the very quick turnover between the PQ and the PLQ with the most recent elections. Why do you think it is that this kind of pendulum activity happens where we swing back and forth between two governments? And do you think that it's happening more quickly now?
I wouldn't be able to say if it's happening more quickly. Of course, there have only been a couple minority governments in the history of the province of Quebec. Happens that they've been lately. But, you know, we have very strong liberal majority now, so I don't think we'll be seeing any elections for, 4 years. But one of the reasons, I think, is simply we don't have a very deep understanding of what politics is. The governments have been trying to make us believe that politics is something that takes place one day every 4 years, where the ultimate political action is to deposit your ballot in a box, mm-hmm. take 15 minutes, and then you've done your duty for 4 years. We, and many other people, believe politics is something that we should invest in every day. It's something that we should be taking place, that we should live every day in our assembly. In our friends circles and everything. So I think if we can reappropriate.
Hello? Yes?
Hello?
Benjamin, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I think you're getting cut off. But before, we only have a bit of time left, but I wanted to ask you about two prominent student leaders during the 2012 student movement who then joined the Parti Québécois as candidates, Léo Bureau-Blouin and Martine Desjardins. Do you think that since the 2012 student movement, that people who participated in it have become cynical about the possibility of politics after what many people saw was that the movement was kind of robbed by the fact that people voted for the PQ expecting that tuition wouldn't be raised and that in the end it was indexed to a 3% increase? Do you think that people have become more cynical in that way?
It's hard to say. For Leo and Martin, they certainly got a cold shower for everything that they did and for turning their backs on the student movement in 2012. But cynical about the way democracy takes place, the way politics takes place in Quebec, I would like to remind them that the one way among many that democracy is lived is through mobilization, through social movements. That's what we've been trying to do all year, and that's what was the whole point of our demo last week, mm-hmm. is that part of our way of taking part in the in democratic life in Quebec is through social movements, through mobilization, mm-hmm. and that if people are cynical, well, we can always simply come together and try to change things.
Mm-hmm. And so what do you expect to see as the grassroots reaction to the results of the elections?
Well, people have been telling us that we wouldn't be able to mobilize strongly against the PQ, and we proved that last week. Last week's demo was the largest student demo that ASEAN organized outside of a strike, mm-hmm. aside from November 10th, 2011. Mm-hmm. So the grassroots movements are still very strong, and I have every reason to believe that they're going to continue being strong and that we can build a strong social movement through the grassroots movements in Quebec, even under a Liberal government.
Okay. Benjamin Jangra, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.